Yes, Ben, the dear boy is so industrious. But, Peter, you'd have to drop out of school. Anyway, I have my pension. It is that, and lately it hasn't helped much. In fact, it made me feel worse. But what can you do? Have you any plans? Bless you, my boy. Your heart is in the right place. Is that you, Peter? Oh, Peter, how was the job? Anything exciting happen?
I'll get it, dear. Mr. Jameson. Mr. Jameson. This is Peter's Aunt May speaking. He's in bed with a bad cold. There, you see? So you'll just have to find someone else. That Mr. Jameson gets so excited. Oh, something about you taking pictures of a crooked spider. This cold remedy has been in the family for over 100 years. Get some rest now. Peter, are you awake? Oh, you poor boy. You should have been better by now.
I feel better, honest.
Well, just to be sure, here's a nice cup of Senna tea, cod liver oil, and lemon juice. I'll get it. Yes? Oh, good evening, Mr. Jameson. I'm sorry, but Peter is not going anywhere until he gets over the cold. Imagine wanting you, a sick boy, to go to the airport this time of night.
Airport? Aunt May, I feel kind of sleepy.
That's because of the soothing potion I put in your tea, dear. Sleep well, Peter. Mr. Jameson, Peter is not going anywhere until he's over this cold. It seems to me, if you'd learned your job properly, you could take your own pictures. I just can't understand why you're not better, Peter. My cold remedies have always worked before. Nothing like barley soup with plenty of pepper to keep your strength up.
Thanks, Aunt May.
Now eat your soup like a good boy.